Hey everyone, welcome back. Lately I've been kind of obsessed with this whole self-driving car thing, especially robo-taxis.
Yeah, it feels like it's all anyone's talking about these days.
Right. And today's deep dive is all about an article on WebPro News where tech expert Robert Scoble basically dropped a bombshell.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What was it? Is this some kind of prediction about Apple getting into the game or?
Even crazier, he's saying Toyota is working on an electric car, get this, with no steering wheel at all. Hold on, Toyota, like the Camry
It's
Toyota.
the one and only. It's their first real move into the robo-taxi market.
Huh. So does that mean like they're going all in on like a fully autonomous, no human driver needed kind of thing?
That's what it sounds like. And it's a big deal for a few reasons. I mean, Toyota's got this massive global presence, you know.
For sure. Everyone knows Toyota.
Exactly. Brand recognition, tons of loyal customers, dealerships everywhere, and factories all over the world. They could really scale up production and get these robo-taxis out there way faster than anyone else.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Tesla's been leading the pack so far, but even they're still kind of limited in how quickly they can expand.
Right. It's not just about the tech itself, it's about having the infrastructure to actually get these things on the road. And Toyota's got that in spades.
Makes you wonder if this could lead to like a global robo-taxi race.
That's exactly what Scoble thinks, especially in those markets outside the US where Tesla hasn't really taken over yet.
Yeah, Tesla's had this kind of first mover advantage, especially in cities like San Francisco and Phoenix, where they're testing their self-driving stuff.
But Toyota jumping in could change things fast.
Totally. So, what does Scoble think this means for Tesla, especially like for investors watching all this?
Well, he's known for his bold predictions, and he doesn't hold back here.
Uh-oh. What's he saying?
He thinks that once Toyota officially admits this robo-taxi, Tesla's stock could take a hit, maybe even like 20 to 40%.
Whoa, that's a big drop. But is he like totally down on Tesla in the long term?
Not at all, actually. He calls it, get this, the mother of all buying opportunities.
Okay, so he thinks it'll bounce back.
He actually thinks competition from a company like Toyota will be good for Tesla in the long run.
Really? Why is that?
He compares it to those classic rivalries like
Okay.
Coke and Pepsi or Hertz and Avis. Like, those big companies need that push to innovate and improve.
I guess that makes sense. Competition can bring out the best in everyone.
Right, so it might light a fire under Tesla, make them work even harder to stay on top.
It's almost like you need someone breathing down your neck to really perform at your best sometime.
Exactly. But let's not forget about the elephant, or maybe the chip, in the room, NVIDIA.
Oh, yeah, good point. All this AI stuff needs a ton of processing power, and they're the ones supplying the GPUs to make it happen.
And here's where Scoble's analysis gets even more interesting. He basically points out that NVIDIA's dominance depends on this huge need for processing power to train AI. But he also predicts that as artificial general intelligence, you know, AGI, advances, it might actually need fewer of those super powerful GPUs.
Wait, AGI? Like the super intelligent AI that can do anything a human can.
That's the one. He's saying this next level of AI might not rely so much on brute computing power.
So if AGI takes off and we don't need a room full of NVIDIA GPUs to run it, what does that mean for, well, everyone?
It's a game changer, especially for companies who want to get into the robo-taxi business, right? Cheaper AI means it's easier to get started.
Yeah, the barrier to entry gets a lot lower.
This is where my head starts to spin a bit. So we've got Toyota jumping into the robo-taxi game, shaking things up for Tesla, but maybe pushing them to get even better. And then we've got AGI potentially changing everything we thought we knew about AI development.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
And we haven't even talked about the biggest question of all. Will people actually use robo-taxis?
Right. All this amazing tech is great, but it's useless if no one feels comfortable getting in a car without a driver.
Exactly. And that's what we'll explore next time. We'll dive into what Scoble learned from actually talking to people about their fears and hopes for self-driving cars. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, so we've heard about Toyota potentially shaking up the robotaxi world. But what does it all mean for, like, everyday people, you know?
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking about. I mean, we could talk about tech specs and stock prices all day.
But it's really about how this is going to change our cities, right?
Exactly. And how we live our lives. It's like we're on the edge of this huge shift. And Scoble, in the article, really seems to believe this could be good for everyone.
Not just for the big companies cashing in.
Yeah, he talks about how robo-taxis could be this really affordable way for people to get around.
Especially people who maybe can't afford a car or live in places without good public transit.
Right. Think about how that could change things, their access to jobs, education, healthcare, all that
It's
stuff.
about making sure everyone has a chance to participate.
Totally. And I was thinking about the environmental impact too.
Oh, yeah, less cars on the road, less pollution.
Exactly. And maybe traffic wouldn't be such a nightmare anymore.
It's almost like we could redesign cities from the ground up.
That's an interesting thought. But there's also the flip side to consider, some potential downsides.
Oh, right. What are some of the concerns you're thinking about?
Well, jobs, for one. If all these robo-taxis are driving around, what happens to the drivers?
Yeah, all the taxi drivers, truck drivers, delivery drivers, all those jobs.
Right. It's not just the tech itself, it's the human impact, too.
So we need to think about ways to help people transition, maybe retraining programs or some kind of safety net.
Totally agree. We can't just leave people behind. And there are also all these ethical things to figure out, too. Like, how do we make sure these AI systems are making safe choices on the road?
And how do we keep bias out of the algorithms?
Yeah, it's like we need to be sure this benefits everyone, not just a select few.
It's not enough to just sit back and watch this happen.
But,
We got to be involved, right?
yeah.
absolutely. We need to speak up, ask questions, and hold the companies developing this tech accountable.
We need to make sure it reflects our values.
Exactly. This is our chance to really think about what kind of future we want.
Okay, so we've talked about potential benefits, ethical stuff, jobs, the environment, even how this could change cities.
A lot to think about, that's for sure.
But let's not forget something Scoble emphasized. This could be a big win for all of us.
Oh yeah, he's not just talking about the big tech companies getting richer.
Right. He talks about robotaxis making life easier for everyone, especially people who don't have cars or live in places without good public transit.
More affordable, more reliable transportation, and potentially cleaner too.
It's about creating a better future for everyone.
And it makes you think, how will this change our cities?
Will we even need traffic lights anymore?
That's a good question. But we also got to remember, all this comes with challenges. Like, how do we make sure this tech is developed ethically?
How do we handle job displacement?
These are things we need to figure out now, while it's still early stages.
And it's going to take everyone working together.
Policymakers, companies, everyday people like us.
Well, this has been one heck of a deep dive, full of twists and turns.
Totally.
But one thing's for sure, the future of transportation is going to look a lot different.
And we all need to be part of shaping it.
So keep learning, keep asking questions, and most importantly, stay engaged.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for the final part of our deep dive into the robotaxi revolution.
I mean, it's pretty wild to think about all this stuff actually happening, you know?
Yeah.
Not just like some futuristic movie.
I know, right? Like companies are making these big moves and the tech's just getting better and better every day.
It feels like things are changing so fast. And there are definitely a lot of things to be excited about, but we got to be realistic about the challenges too.
Oh, for sure. Like, remember Scoble mentioned tariffs in the article? That could really throw a wrench in things.
Yeah, especially in the US, have you speculating that, well, given Elon Musk and, politics, there might be pressure to use tariffs to protect Tesla, at least for a little while.
Yeah, that makes sense. Kind of shield them from all that competition coming in from overseas. But wouldn't that be kind of bad for American car companies in the long run?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it creates this bubble where they don't have to compete as hard.
Right. They might think they have more time to catch up. But in this kind of tech race, falling behind can be really tough to recover from.
Exactly. And it's not just about Toyota. We got to think about those companies in China and Europe.
They're making huge moves in self-driving tech, too.
It's a global game now. So those tariffs, they might seem good at first, like protecting American jobs, but they could end up hurting us in the long run.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you gotta just let the competition happen to push everyone forward.
Okay, so let's recap. We've got this potential global robotaxi race heating up, the whole AGI thing looming on the horizon, the question of whether people will actually use these things.
And then all the regulations and political stuff that could come into play, it's a lot.
It's definitely complex, but it's also exciting to be part of this conversation, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, we're seeing a whole new era of transportation unfold right in front of us.
This deep dive has definitely been full of surprises. And I think
Yeah.
the biggest takeaway for me is that the future of how we get around is going to be way different than what we're used to.
No doubt. And we all need to be part of shaping that future, asking the tough questions, making sure these technologies are used ethically.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive into the robotaxi revolution.
Thanks for having me. This is a great conversation.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next deep dive into the world of tech and innovation.